After nearly 40 works of fiction, after memoirs and autobiography, plays and operas, Doris Lessing is now in her mid-80s, and she's just published a collection of 4 short novels under the title The Grandmothers. Reviewer Alan Shoes thinks Lessing should be a contender for the Nobel Prize.
2 of the 4 short novels collected here show Lessing at her intense and moving best. Victoria and the Stavenys dramatizes some of the difficulties of present-day England's growing multiracial society as the lives of a young black girl of immigrant stock and her out-of-wedlock daughter become forever intertwined with a liberal London family. In the marvelously detailed novella A Love Child, set in the late 1930s, a young provincial fellow named James Reed takes military training and goes on a long, arduous voyage on a troop ship from England to India, during which a brief stopover in Cape Town becomes for him a fate-making event. By contrast, the other 2 novellas in this volume might be called the lesser of the 4 Lessings. They call too much attention to themselves at the expense of story. The title piece recounts how 2 women, lifelong friends, fall into affairs with each other's adolescent sons. It reads rather self-consciously like an extension of the work of D.H. Lawrence, with a lot of tussling and buffeting among family members, even some leg-biting. The 4th novella, The Reason for It, is speculative fiction, one of Lessing's great passions. It purports to be a document recently unearthed by archaeologists pertaining to the demise of a great and hitherto unknown ancient civilization. Unfortunately, it falls rather flat, but the best of the work in this collection stands shoulder to shoulder with the best of Lessing, and who knows but some future civilization just might have to conjure with it.
The book is The Grandmothers by Doris Lessing. Our reviewer Alan Chuse teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.